You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with industry news. Valiant Communications Limited has revealed that it has bagged its pilot order from the Grid Controller of India, a Government of India enterprise, for its cybersecurity equipment for deployment in power grid networks in India. In a regulatory filing, it stated that since Grid Controller of India is the apex body and the National Load Dispatch Center, it supervises over the regional load dispatch centers and monitors the operations and grid security of the national grid, the scale of opportunity is large. The selected products by the Grid Controller of India are designed on the basis of the guidelines of the Central Electricity Authority on Cybersecurity in Power Sector Guidelines 2021. Meanwhile, Godrej Properties on Monday announced that it has received fresh ratings for proposed non-convertible debenture borrowing programs from ICRA and India Ratings and Research Private Limited for Rs 2,000 crores and Rs 2,500 crores respectively. The credit rating for the fresh proposed NCD program of Rs 2,000 crores by ICRA has been assigned at ICRA AA+. The outlook on the long-term rating is stable, it said. Godrej Properties further stated that instruments with this rating are considered to have a high degree of safety regarding the timely servicing of financial obligations, and such instruments carry very low credit risk. Meanwhile, credit rating for fresh proposed NCD programs of Rs 2,500 crores by India Ratings and Research was assigned IND AA+ stable. Moving on, the Government of India will finally introduce the much-awaited Bharat New Car Assessment Program, the safety ratings for vehicles manufactured and sold in India on August 22nd. The long-awaited initiative will be launched by Nitin Gadkari, will mark a significant step to improve road safety by raising the safety standards of motor vehicles up to 3.5 tons in India. The program will provide a tool for car customers to make a comparative assessment of the crash safety of motor vehicles available in the market. Under this program, car manufacturers can voluntarily offer their cars tested as per Automotive Industry Standard 197. Based on the performance of the car in the test, the car will be awarded star ratings for adult occupants and child occupants. Over to economy. Chinese banks reporting earnings this week are wrestling with a range of operating challenges as the economy and the property market wobble, Bloomberg reported. China Construction Bank Corporation, Bank of Communications Company and China Merchants Bank Company may face heavier provision burdens in the second half of 2023 and early 2024 after developer Country Garden Holdings Company failed to pay dollar bonds on time. The banks also face scrutiny after embattled shadow bank Zhongrong International Trust Company missed payments on dozens of products and planned to restructure debt. The liquidity challenges underscore how property sector troubles and the weak economy are gripping the financial sector. Next up, technology. Google Play Store has removed 43 malicious apps from its Play Store after they were found to be loading ads even when the user's device was turned off. The apps, which have been downloaded a total of 2.5 million times, also ate up the mobile data when the user's phone was off. These apps were first identified by the mobile research team at McAfee, who reported them to Google for violating the Play Store's policies. Most of the apps have since been removed from the Play Store, while some have been updated by the developers. The list of removed apps includes a variety of different types, including TV DMB players, music downloaders, and news and calendar apps. In the blockchain world, FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried is asking to be let out 5 days a week to work on his defense with his lawyers at the federal courthouse in Manhattan, a Bloomberg report said. Lawyers for Bankman-Fried, who had his $250 million bail revoked last week for allegedly trying to tamper with witnesses, said in a Friday letter to U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan that the 31-year-old wasn't able to properly review the huge number of documents in his case while he was locked up at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn. Everdell said allowing Bankman-Fried to meet his lawyers and use an internet-enabled laptop at the courthouse would speed the process and was necessary with his fraud trial scheduled to begin in October. Lastly, the share market. Domestic benchmarks NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex broke their two-day slide on Monday. Sensex rose by 0.41% to 65,216.09 and Nifty 50 increased by 83 points, settling near 19,400 at 19,393.6. In the broader markets, Nifty Next 50 jumped 0.8%, while the small cap and mid cap benchmarks gained as well. Bank Nifty reclaimed the 44,000 level, while Nifty IT and Nifty Metal outperformed, closing over 1% higher respectively. Nifty PSU Bank was the top loser, ending over 0.6% lower. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.